Elementary Scientific English Practice, Book 1. 1. Hot Metal. When we heat anything, it expands. It grows bigger than it was before. This fact is important. Metals expand a lot. How do we find the temperature of anything? When a boy is ill, a doctor usually takes his temperature. She puts a thermometer in the boy's mouth. The boy has to keep the thermometer under his tongue. A minute later, the doctor takes it out and looks at it. Why does she do this? The temperature of the boy's body usually rises when he is ill. The thermometer measures this temperature. Sometimes the temperature is quite high. This shows the doctor that the boy is very ill. A doctor's thermometer is made of glass. There are some figures on the glass. The glass itself is a tube, and there is some mercury in the tube. The boy's tongue makes the mercury warm, so it expands. The top of the mercury runs up the tube. It reaches a place near one of the figures and stops there. The doctor can see the top of the mercury, and she can see the figure near it. This figure shows her the boy's temperature. Some thermometers are not made of glass. These measure higher temperatures. We can measure the temperature of a fire which is heating some metal, but we cannot use a glass thermometer. We have to use something which will not melt. When the mercury is heated, it expands. Other things also expand when they are heated. The rails on a railway expand on a hot day. Sometimes you may notice spaces between the ends of the rails. The wheels of the train make noises when they cross these spaces. On a cold day, the ends of the two rails do not meet, but on a hot day, each rail expands. Then the two ends get nearer together. Telegraph wires expand in the summer. They get longer. Then the wire between two posts gets lower in the middle. Very often, a machine is made in different pieces. Then we have to fit the pieces together. Perhaps there is a metal ring, and the ring has to go on a tube. It is not bigger, and so it does not easily go on. But we can heat the ring first, then it will expand. Then we can easily put it in its proper place on the tube. When it cools, it will contract. It will return to its old size, and then it will be tight on the tube. So we have only to wait until it cools, then the work is done. Some people once tried to drive a ring on a tube. They hit it hard, and so of course it broke. They got another ring and hit that harder than the other. It also broke. "Very bad metal," they cried angrily. Another person saw them throwing the pieces away. He came to look and heated another ring. It expanded and easily went into its place on the tube. Then it contracted and held the tube tightly.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。听啊，讲啊。